Well, today, Russians began 3 days of voting to determine their next parliament, or Duma. The outcome is largely preordained. But there was an unexpected development today when Google and Apple blocked Russians from downloading the main opposition party's app. Nick Schifrin is back now with how this is just the latest successful attempt by the Russian government to silence its rivals.
In Russia's Far East today, it looked like a parliamentary election. Candidates on a poster, voting booths, ballot boxes. In Moscow, the patriarch considered his options and used a ballot box for one. Even President Putin himself voted from his office. But what preceded today, months of unprecedented crackdown. The authoritarian state targeted dissent, banned protests, and labeled the chief opposition party led by Alexei Navalny the equivalent of Al-Qaeda. To evade government censorship, Navalny's campaign created an app that endorsed independent candidates. But today, Apple and Google removed the app from their Russian stores. The Kremlin had pressured the companies and labeled the app extremist, as the leader of the pro-Kremlin Liberal Democratic Party said today.
It's dictatorship and extremism. They don't have a right to interfere. It's manipulation. You violate the democracy, you should be arrested.
We've been very disappointed. And indeed, I have to admit that it's quite a blow to our campaign.
Leonid Volkov is Navalny's chief of staff and a mainstay of his online campaigns. We first met him on the campaign trail in 2017, when Navalny was running for president.
But what happened today is that Google and Apple, for the first time, caved to censorship demands from the Russian government. The only thing that the application does, it actually delivers Alexei Navalny's endorsements about the candidates in the upcoming election. So it's a pure censorship because, I mean, there is nothing that could be extremist about a list of endorsements.
What does that say about American tech companies adhering to, or as you put it, caving to Russian government demands?
So they have been blackmailed by state terrorists. So Putin reportedly was demanding them to delete our application from the stores, threatening like physical harassment, like arrests of Google's and Apple's employees in Russia. You just can't appease terrorists this way. So only that the appetite of the terrorists will grow and their next demands will be even more ambitious.
Putin's critics accuse him of manipulating the election to ensure he can control parliament when his term expires in 2024.
If he decides to run again, or if he decides to choose some puppet, his so-called successor, it will be very challenging in 2024. So he needs the Duma, the parliament, be completely like sterile, completely under his control. This is not a fair election. This is not an election at all. Still, it's some procedure which allows us to put stress on Putin, to create problems for United Russia, his party.
What is your message to the West, to the Biden administration, to European officials who are watching this election and trying to decide how to respond?
Putin is playing the game of chicken with you. And this situation with Google and Apple has shown that he once again outplayed you. So the world needs those technological platforms don't become regime's little helpers.
Navalny's campaign has documented what it calls Putin's secret wealth and urges the West to target Putin's billionaire loyalists.
You could hardly find a bank account labeled Vladimir Putin anywhere, but we pretty much know, and we have a lot of proof that the bank accounts of these 35 people are actually effectively Putin's accounts.
But the West hasn't agreed to target Putin's riches, and there's little preventing the result of a preordained election. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.